I'm Aaron Schachter, and you're dialed in to The World. It's been a long time since we Americans turned to our radios for a soap opera fix, but in Nigeria, the radio soap opera is alive and kicking. And one of the most popular Nigerian radio dramas aims to do a lot more than just entertain. Our man keeping an ear out for all things unusual in global radio is The World's Leo Hornack in London. And Leo, what makes this show called Story Story such a hit?
Well, Aaron, I think probably the best way to explain some of why people are so gripped by this show is just to play you a little bit of it. This is from a classic episode, and I want you to just picture the scene. This is a political rally in Nigeria, and one of the show's much-loved characters, Tammy, has been handed a mysterious package.
Well, that's a little shocking.
Well, as you can guess, Aaron, the package actually contained a bomb. And that was how Story Story's listeners discovered. And you can probably hear, maybe just under my voice, some of the kind of choral music to indicate that her going up to heaven. And that was how listeners discovered that Tammy had been killed. And I think that tells you a little bit about this show. You know, Story Story is not really a soap in the kind of Dallas or dynasty tradition. It's not about the lives of the rich and famous. It's really about ordinary Nigerians living quite difficult lives in a sometimes very dangerous world. And that has enormous appeal in Nigeria.
A quick translation there. Dynasty is dynasty in American.
Oh, my apologies, Aaron.
We'll leave it there, Leo. Tell me why the drama on radio is so popular in Nigeria. Why not television?
Well, I think part of the answer to that lies in how people use radio in West Africa. I mean, the show focuses on daily life in and around a typical market. And that's the kind of environment where people still turn to the radio for news, entertainment and education as they work. I mean, not everyone necessarily has access to a TV. But there's a bit more to it than that. I think we sometimes think of radio drama as being a little bit old-fashioned, a bit creaky, a bit prairie home companion. But the people who make this program have found ways of learning from rival media and beating them at their own game. So I spoke to the show's producer, Zoza Itcher, and here's what she told me about that.
We don't produce Story Story in a studio. Story Story is shot on location, recorded on location, like it's done for TV. If there's a woman selling tomatoes, we actually have a table where she's selling tomatoes and real tomatoes. If she's selling vegetables, there are real vegetables. Every element that makes the scene as real as possible is included.
Wow, that is really amazing. It's kind of, you know, what's old is new again. It's real radio there.
Well, I mean, what you didn't hear is what one thing she told me as well is that it's called a radio movie and people call it a radio movie. And that gives you a sense of the kind of cinematic objective that Story Story has.
So, Leo, we've been hearing a lot about Ebola these days in Africa and how it's being covered by the media in Africa. Is that the kind of issue that a radio movie can take on?
Well, I mean, it is. And I'd have to warn listeners of Story Story might hear this. There's going to be a bit of a spoiler coming up because this has been a major issue for the show and it's coming up in the next series. And I can give you a bit of an exclusive here, Aaron, that one of the major characters, Montu the truck driver, I'm told by the producers, has just come back from Liberia, and he is going to encounter a whole series of rumors because of where he's been, because he's been in an Ebola hotspot. People start to avoid him. His business starts to suffer. People are suspicious of him. And this is all because people don't fully understand how Ebola is really transmitted. And I think that storyline goes to the heart of the show's other aim, which is to educate as well as to entertain. And the idea is that using radio and strong stories, strong characters, and the kind of vivid production you heard can reach people in a way that maybe an official health warning about Ebola probably couldn't. And it seems to have a real grip on people. Here's what Zoza, the producer, told me about the feedback they got after that bomb blast that killed the character Tammy.
People are writing us on Facebook and begging that, okay, can Tammy come back as a ghost? We were a little overwhelmed as to how to calm the audience for taking Tammy away suddenly like that. They see these characters as themselves.
Leo, we've talked about how Story Story takes to the street to create some of its episodes. Do you get an impression about how realistic it is?
Well, what really struck me is just how vivid and that radio movie idea, how true that is. When you listen to Story Story, you're not hearing just a few actors reciting lines. You're pulled into the action. And just one more thing that really struck me about this is it works. Zoza, the producer, she told me that she recently went into a department store and everyone was walking slowly. Why? Because Story Story was on. They didn't want to make a noise with their feet and miss a moment of dialogue. And she felt that that really proved that this was actually working as a way of getting stories across to people.
The World's Leo Hornack. Thanks a lot, Leo. That was great.
No problem, Aaron. Thank you very much.